Bradley Manning is in Leavenworth, accused of passing U.S. secrets to WikiLeaks. His father joins us to talk about his son's treatment while in custody, patriotism, and classified documents. That's coming up.
You're listening to The Takeaway from Public Radio International and WNYC in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee. Let's check leading stories at 47 minutes after the hour. Confessed terrorist David Coleman Headlee described getting training and financial support from Pakistan's intelligence service while planning the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks with the Pakistani terror group Lashkar-e-Taiba. Headlee is testifying in the trial of his friend, a Chicago businessman, also accused of helping plot those attacks. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is in India today. She began a four-day visit this morning by paying tribute to the 16 policemen killed in the Mumbai attacks, laying a wreath at their memorial in Mumbai. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivers remarks at a joint meeting of Congress later this morning. Netanyahu has already come out strongly against the proposal offered by President Obama last week.
We can only make peace with the Palestinians if they're prepared to make peace with the Jewish state. Israel cannot return to the indefensible 1967 lines.
Speaking at the American Israel Public Affairs Committee yesterday, he offered a preview to today's remarks before a joint session of Congress. Troops on foot patrol in Afghanistan are finding an increasing number of makeshift bombs before they explode. Last month, U.S. troops on foot discovered more than 200 IEDs before they blew up, double the number they found in the same month last year. Military data shows troops in vehicles are far less likely to discover bombs before they explode. The remains of former Chilean President Salvador Allende have been exhumed nearly 38 years after his death. Forensic experts will try to determine whether Allende committed suicide or if he actually died in a gun battle after troops stormed the presidential palace in a 1973 coup. And in the worst tornado disaster in more than 60 years in the United States, 116 people are reported dead in Joplin, Missouri, and the recovery effort continues in that city. You're listening to The Takeaway, where you can always reach us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE.
It's been a year now since Bradley Manning was arrested for allegedly handing over 500,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks. Was the largest intelligence breach in U.S. history. He's a former Army intelligence analyst. He's now in jail at the Army Brig in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, awaiting his first pretrial hearing, which should happen sometime this summer. Meanwhile, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange lives under police watch in a home near London for unrelated charges. The men's relationship is at the base of the Frontline documentary, Wiki Secrets. It's produced by our partner WGBH in Boston and will air on PBS stations tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. We're joined now by Bradley Manning's father, Brian Manning, and Martin Smith, producer, writer, and correspondent from WikiLeaks. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bradley, I mean, Brian, let me begin with you and ask you that we've heard a lot about the treatment of your son while he was in custody. We heard that he was being mistreated, but his conditions have improved since he was moved. Is that true?
Well, yes. His conditions have, are much more lenient where he's at now because he's not in the maximum security and solitary environment. He was never mistreated. I mean, I visited him approximately 12 or 14 times, and each time I visited him, I asked, how was he being treated? How did he feel? Was he being fed okay? And the guards were fine with him, and they had no complaints.
You yourself, Brian Manning, you believe that your son is innocent, that he's not behind this leak.
That's true. I have been in IT for over 30 years, and I can't see that volume of information being taken out from underneath the nose of a small room with five other people in it.
But Brian Manning, let's put the question this way. Do you think your son is a political prisoner of the U.S. government, as some have suggested, or did he run afoul of his superiors and is an insubordinate?
Bradley has never had any political views. I mean, I don't know where that came from. I even confirmed that with my sister. He he was living with when he went into the army. So I can't see how they can be attacking him on any political grounds whatsoever.
But is he a political prisoner if he's not guilty of any crime as you see it?
Well, it sounds like, they were looking for a scapegoat and they found one.
That's Brian Manning, Bradley Manning's father. Also with us, Martin Smith, who produced, wrote, and was the correspondent for the new Frontline documentary, Wiki Secrets, which airs tonight. Martin, the subject of the documentary that you have made is the relationship between Bradley Manning and the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. Julian Assange claims he never had a relationship with Bradley Manning. What did you discover?
Well, I think, whether Julian Assange had a firsthand relationship with Bradley Manning or not is an open question. In the chat that Bradley Manning appears to have engaged in with a former hacker named Adrian Lamo several days before his arrest, the fellow that goes by the screen name BradS87, which is Bradley Manning's that's the screen name he's used on his chats, talks about a relationship with Assange at length in several instances that he spent 4 months sussing out whether Julian Assange was in fact the person he was in touch with and decided that he was assured that in fact it was. So there's lots of indications from that chat, which is at the center of the government's case against Bradley Manning. From that chat, there seems to be a strong, some kind of relationship, if not with Julian Assange, certainly with somebody at WikiLeaks.
Well, Martin Smith, was there any, you heard Brian Manning's comments that his son didn't have political views. Did you see something inside those chats that led you to believe that he had developed political views?
Well, first of all, there's quite a bit in the chat about his weighing the good that it will do to release the documents that he's allegedly leaked versus what it will do to his career. He also talks about the desire to do good, the desire that people see the truth. He talks about when the State Department cables get released, State Department officials, including Secretary Clinton, are going to have a heart attack. There's quite a lot of political back and forth between him and this hacker.
Brian Manning, let me put the question to you then. What is your feeling about, let's set aside your son's case, who you say is innocent, but let's just deal with the issue itself of releasing these documents. I'm assuming you think that that's a bad thing, that's a terrible breach of security for the U.S.
That's true. I mean, when you commit to the U.S. government to accept a clearance, then you basically, if you break that code, then you're breaking the law.
If he did it, would you say your son is guilty of treason?
I don't know if it would be treason. It would depend on what the content was of those cables that were released.
But I'm sure you've considered what might happen if you were to discover that he did, in fact, release these, thinking that that was the right thing to do.
Whether or not he thought it was the right thing to do doesn't matter if he'd already had made the oath that he, accepted the clearance and the need to know and breached that agreement with the U.S. government. I mean, it's plainly written in the UCMJ that, that's the way it goes. Back when I was in the service, I carried a secret clearance, and if you breached that, it was an automatic, 10 years and $10,000. I mean, you thought about that every moment of the day.
We're speaking with Brian Manning, the father of Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning is accused of handing over 500,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks. Brian, have you spoken with your son? What's his state of mind at this point?
I spoke with my son quite frequently when I was when he was in Quantico. I haven't made it to Leavenworth yet. He seems fine. He seemed at first bewildered on why he was even being held. So we've never discussed the case because every time I spoke with him, I mean, he had a guard sitting right behind him, and I was being videotaped and recorded.
That's Brian Manning, Bradley Manning's father. Martin Smith is the producer, writer, and correspondent of the new Frontline documentary, WikiSecrets, produced by our partner WGBH in Boston, that airs on PBS stations tonight.
Yeah, it's a blockbuster. Be sure to check it out. Check your local listings. And for a preview, head to our site where you can check out the trailer for that Frontline documentary at thetakeaway.org. And there's more of The Takeaway when you can be a part of the conversation. Join our listeners. Subscribe to texts. Text the word START to 69866 and join our reporting exercise. And, of course, if you're in the tornado zone in Joplin, Missouri, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.